gives me great pleasure to introduce to you 6 gift givers this week who all came into my life my senior year of high school. Aaron Shabaka, Brenda Kwasniewski, Elise Jackson, Kathy Warzeski, Sherry Kalinske, and Erica Helkius. All of those being their maiden names as I knew them back in 12th grade. Have you ever heard the saying or seen the bumper sticker, practice random acts of kindness and senseless acts of beauty? Well, these 6 gift givers certainly did the first, that they were simply kind. As high school was winding down, adolescence was winding down, and thoughts were turning towards college and moving on in life. I love that there are anti-bullying campaigns out in the world today that send the message that being mean stinks. Often as I think about these campaigns, I'm a little saddened that we even need campaigns to teach that being mean, or better yet, that being kind is the better of the two choices. And I guess I feel that way in no small part to Aaron, Brenda, Elise, Kathy, Sherry, and Erica. I guess you could say these women were kind before their time. I wouldn't rank high school as some of the best 4 years in my lifetime. However, it ended on an absolutely spectacular note, simply because people chose to be kind. Aaron and I sat next to one another in Dr. Simon's accounting class. It was very clear from the beginning that I was not going to be an accountant in my lifetime. However, it was Aaron that helped me through that class every step of the way, that allowed me to earn a passing grade. And as she helped me learn debits and credits and balances and ledgers, she also was a big fan of rock and roll. So not only did she help me through that accounting class so that I could graduate, while we were working on assignments, it was great because we talked about one thing we both loved so very much, and that was music. Random acts of kindness. Brenda and I sat next to one another in Mr. Gollum's English class. And one day, out of the clear blue, and I forget how it came up, but I certainly know we sort of just agreed that we would go to the prom together. Now, I was not the prom-going type. And certainly, if I was going to prom, I didn't imagine myself going with Brenda because she was cool, she was pretty, she was popular. But here she was, suggesting that we would go to the prom together. And it turned out to be a great evening. Her friend Crystal, my friend Lou, we, the 4 of us, went together. I spent time being around people I had never been around before, having a blast, a wonderful new experience right at the end of my high school years, all because of a random act of kindness. Back in Volume 6, I talked about the neighborhood crew, Chad, John, Butch, and Keith, who we had all grown up together with since kindergarten. Well, in the summer before our senior year, Elise, Kathy, Sherry, and Erica, and all the neighborhood crew, we all became close friends for that summer, during our senior year, and the summer following our senior year. For the guys and I, we had been hanging out since kindergarten, and here in our senior year to have these 4 fantastic women become close friends with us. It was awesome. You see, us guys, well, certainly in school, we talked to girls and had friends that were girls, but we had never had girls who were friends that we were very, very close with. We were all best friends. So in some ways, our world was certainly broadened. For me personally, I look back over the past 15 years of my career working with 50, 60, 70,000 women in party plan direct selling. And I think about the profound impact their 4 friendships had upon me and my ability to excel in my career. Random acts of kindness. Kind of an obvious gift this week. You might be thinking, there's no mountaintop wisdom here. But what I've found is that the obvious things are the very things we need to remind ourselves of most. Because when we remind ourselves of them again and again and again, they remain in the forefront of our thinking. And that obvious notion causes us to continue to do the obvious things that are so important in our lives. So I guess that's why I find myself often thinking of Aaron and Brenda and Elise, Kathy, Sherry, and Erica, so that I can be reminded, even when it's hard, even when I'm frustrated, even when I want to pull my hair out, to do my best to simply be kind. Practice random acts of kindness and senseless acts of beauty. Where does the senseless acts of beauty come into play? It's when we practice random acts of kindness. When we do so, we create those senseless acts of beauty for the whole world to see and to help us remember. Thanks, Aaron, Brenda, Elise, Kathy, Sherry, and Erica, for making those final moments of adolescence right before college spectacular and memorable. And thank you for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.